lying from. And I think that's where we can have the discussion. Yes.
So my workplace is being encouraged to wear purple tomorrow. Would you wear purple? Would you pose for a photo?
Okay, so the question is, at the workplace where you're encouraged to wear purple, should you wear purple, what would you do? Andrew Cameron, in his book Joined Up Life, says whenever Christians move in the public space, there'll be a diversity of views, and we celebrate that. We celebrate the diversity of views. Australia's what it is because I'm allowed to be here as part of the diversity, and we celebrate that. But we're always going to have disagreements. So what do we do when we disagree in the public space? There's a spectrum of ways we can disagree. One is we cooperate. One is where we subvert. One is where we whistleblow. And one is where we separate. And in the Bible, we've got examples of all four. So you have Joseph in Egypt, prime minister, and doing what he's asked to do. So he's cooperating. You can have subversion, where, you know, Daniel is asked to eat food that he considers unclean according to his beliefs and religions. And he says, you know what, how about, you know, you just let me eat something different, but I'm still trying to do the same thing. You have whistleblow, where Daniel's told he can't pray to his own God. And he says, you know what, I'm calling you out on this. This is wrong. I'm just going to do it. And you have separate, where you have the three guys in Babylon who are told to bow down before the idol of Nebuchadnezzar and say, no, we can't do that, and we'll take the consequences. And I think there's a spectrum where we have to choose what's wise, what's apt in the circumstance. So I don't think it's a question of what's right or wrong, what's good or bad, but what is wise and what's most apt. So in the Bible, there's a whole category of knowledge called wisdom, and one of the books in there is Proverbs, where there's one verse that says, answer a fool according to his folly. Next verse says, don't answer a fool according to their folly. You think, well, which one is it? Do I? Don't I? And the Bible's saying, you know, there are times where there's no right or wrong answer. You just have to choose what fits, what's most apt. And so, Purple Shirt Day, you may say, you know what, I'll cooperate. Because for me, it speaks diversity and inclusion. And I'm here because of diversity and inclusiveness. So I agree. So I cooperate. I wear the purple shirt. The middle one, the next one, subvert, could be, you know what? I will wear it, but for different reasons. Because I think not only should all understandings of sexuality be expressed, but all faiths and religions and cultures and traditions should belong under the purple umbrella. And I'm wearing this as a Christian, so I can belong in the D&I public space. Maybe there might be time to whistleblow, saying, okay, this is about D&I, but it's stopped being about D&I. In fact, it's become quite exclusive. There's only one view I'm allowed now, and I don't agree with that view, so I'm going to whistleblow that. Or you may choose to separate. Say, you know what, I don't agree, and I choose to leave this workplace. So there's a spectrum of ways we can choose to agree. And many Christian doctors have faced that spectrum all along, because there's some practices we would consider unethical as doctors. So do I cooperate? Do I just work at the hospital for different reasons? Do I whistleblow or do I separate? But I don't think there's a right or wrong answer. And the most important thing is communication. What am I communicating by this? So Christian agents have had this dilemma for centuries. So when ancestors or relatives have a funeral, for us there's a lot of what we would disagree with in the religious practices in the funeral. There's idol worship. But at the same time, by turning up, I'm expressing solidarity with my family, and that's okay. And if you flip it around, it works the other way around for our non-Christian friends. They've had this dilemma all along. We're just facing it as Christians for the first time. Recently, it's been around since the Bible. But I have a friend in Brisbane. He said when he got baptized as a Christian, so he wasn't a Christian, decided to become a Christian, he got baptized publicly in his church. His atheist uncle, I think his gay atheist uncle, turned up to the baptism to celebrate. So, at that moment, is the gay atheist uncle saying, you know, I'm no longer an atheist, I will now worship your God. He's not, but what he's doing is turning up and expressing love, solidarity, empathy, inclusiveness, and, you know, I'm your uncle, you're my nephew, I'm proud of you. So he's somehow having to navigate that same spectrum as well.